This is Chi High Hockey.
Well, the road to the state championship for Chi High begins tonight on home ice. And this year, the Cards are not going to take anybody by surprise. They are the number one team of the state. The top-seeded team in the toughest section in the state will have to run the gauntlet called Section 1, and they're playing the D.C. Everest Evergreens, and the Cards on the break get it out. Ethan Foyles works it ahead. And a shot on net, and Chi High scores! The Cards get a goal from their captain right here, and they lead it 1-0. Finally, the Cards break the ice. Jackson Hoy with the goal. Here comes Chi High. Jackson LeMay scores! By the 5-hole! Walked it in on Pennell, and it's 2-0 Chi High.
Oh, LeMay, what a snipe.
Mason Johnson feeds Hoy, who was hanging out at the blue line. Oh, my gosh, what a goal by number 8. That guy is magic in the smoke against Pennell, and it is 6-0 on the shorty.
Oh, what a pass.
Here they come. It's that first line. Drop pass right there. At least you call me from the first line. Evan Foyles, and the net was wide open. The goaltender followed Foyles. By the way, the backup, Gavin Smith, is in there. And he got dragged over, and the puck was just laying there for Drew Bovey. I think Drew wants to hit that 50-point mark too, doesn't he? Cross ice, and here is Drew Bovey. Bovey into the zone, top of the circle! Make it 8-0. Drew, what a night for number 3 here. It's 8-0 Chi High. Here is Evan Foyles. Oh, a sniper's goal on the backhander on Smith. Oh, he roofed him. And the Cards up 11-0.
Man.
On that goal from number 9. And that will do it. 13-0. A convincing win, 51-10. The shots here tonight.
This is Chi High Hockey.
This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, go Cards, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. It's the WIAA Section 1 semifinal tonight in high school boys hockey. Glad to have you along. My name is Greg Stewart, and to my left is former Cards defenseman Cooper Fosvick. Our producer tonight is awesome Dawson Halverson, and Elena Halverson checking in as well at the WOGO studios. We're online at WOGO.com, on the air at 103.1 FM. 680 AM at Cards TV, and you can link to that Cards TV hookup where you can hear us and watch the action. If you go over to WOGO.com, go to the bottom of the sports schedule page. We have a link there for Cards TV. Well, for 5 seniors, Coop, on this Chi High hockey team, this is going to be their last Cards game at home, and let's hope it's not their last game anywhere. They need to win. It's lose and you're through here. One and you're done the rest of the way for these Chi High Cardinals. No gimmies anymore, no cupcakes. From this point on, every game is going to be huge and going to be tough, huh?
Yeah, you said it best there. But this is the type of game that gets you out of bed in the morning if you're a hockey player. And these guys have a great opportunity to kind of make a memory for their whole life tonight. So I really don't know what to say. I'm very nervous about this game. I've been nervous about this all day.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game for sure.
Right.
Eau Claire Memorial, ranked 3 in the state, Chi High number 1. We got 4 of the top 6 teams in in Division I rankings in this section. The other half of the bracket is Stevens Point hosting Hudson tonight, and the winners meet up at Hudson Saturday afternoon. Memorial on a roll here. They're 20-5 overall, 10-5 in the BRC. They've won 9 of their last 11. A very, very strong team. Even though they don't have the typical superstar forward, they've got the best pair of D as a set in the entire state, I would say, with Dylan Byrne and Nick Madsen, both all BRC players, first team all BRC. But when you talk about a team on the roll, how about Chi High? They're 22-3, 14-0 in the BRC. First time any team has gone 14-0 in conference, and they've won 15 straight. So this is truly, the battle of the Goliaths right here tonight.
Yeah, this is the two big dogs in the state coming at each other right now. I'd say we probably got the two hottest teams in the state tonight going against each other. And I think the biggest thing, or a big thing for Chi High is to not let the pressure get to them. It's a full house. I mean, it's standing room only. It's going to be loud.
There's hardly an inch open here. I mean, this crowd is as thick as fleas on a farm dog here tonight. I mean, they're riveting around. We could set up chairs at center ice here, and the players could skater on them,
right,
and we'd have plenty of people who want to be here tonight. There is a limited occupancy of this barn here tonight, but it is an electric atmosphere.
Right. I think those first couple shifts are going to be important, just kind of get those nerves out. But then at the end of the day, it's a hockey game, and these guys, just, yep, they know how to play hockey. Our guys are hockey players, and I hope that they show up to play tonight.
Yeah, and Scott Parker, talking to him before the game, he felt his team was focused and ready to go, not overwhelmed by the moment here, and it should be very, very interesting. Well, it's time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Coop, what about it to advance, to keep this season going? What do we have to do?
Well, with the stakes being so high in this game, I think the first goal is going to be absolutely gigantic. I mean, if you can come out and pop one early, that's going to really take a lot of the air out of the opponent. So if you're Chi High, score the first one and keep piling it on. Kind of like they did last game, obviously. Going to be a little bit different tonight, facing a much tougher opponent. But just that killer mentality, score one and keep scoring. The next thing is going to be special teams. Memorial's power play is absolutely deadly. We're going to need to stay out of the box tonight. Last game, we kind of didn't get into some penalty trouble. We need to stay away from the roughing calls and the stick penalties tonight. Those are going to be two things that will kill us if we give them a bunch of penalties. And the last thing is that forecheck that Chi High has. It's the thing that we do best. And we're going to win tonight. We're going to need that to be going full strength. Last game, Memorial did a pretty good job shutting down that cycle down low like we like to do behind the net. So we need to find a new way. And if we can do that, we'll score in bunches.
Okay, Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial tonight. Those are the Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you will find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Also want to welcome Topper's Pizza. And by the way, tonight, if you mention Chi High Hockey or WOGO Chi High Hockey, you're going to get 20% off your entire order during the hockey season. If you order online, use the promo code HOCKEY. Pizza, wings, topper sticks, sides, desserts, 20% off if you mention WOGO or Chi High Hockey online. The keyword is hockey for Topper's Pizza. This is our Cardinal Countdown Show. We're going to catch up in a few minutes live at ice level with assistant coach Austin Taylor, so stay tuned. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO, WOGO.com, and Cards TV.
Make tonight a Topper's night. Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of that 100% real Wisconsin mozzarella. During the playoffs, mention Chi High Hockey at your locally owned Topper's in Chippewa and you'll get 20% off your order. 20% off hot and delicious pizza, wings, topper sticks, and cheese curds. 20% off mac and cheese, lava cake, frozen custard, and cinnamon sticks. Mention Chi High or use coupon code HOCKEY at checkout when ordering online for 20% off your order at Topper's Pizza next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi High hockey team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Cards playoff hockey tonight, Chi High and Memorial, the 106th time the two programs have met on the ice. Let's get downstairs. Speaking of ice, at ice level is assistant coach Austin Taylor with our Cooper Fosvik.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Austin Taylor. Coach, it is a full house tonight. You're playing Memorial in the playoffs. How excited are these boys to get out there tonight?
Yeah, I think they're ready to go. There were some words of encouragement from the captain of the 99 team, Matt Hertzfeldt, that we had the boys listen to. They responded well, and yeah, like you said, pretty packed house, and I think they're pretty fired up, and you know, we just got to get out there and get the puck drop.
What are you expecting from Memorial tonight?
I expect to see one of the top teams in the state, and whether or not they're the number four seed in our section, they belong down at the state tournament just as well as any of the other four teams still playing in Section 1 right now. But, you know, unfortunately for Section 1, that's just not the way our state does things, and only one team's going to come out of it, and they're going to, whoever it is going to deserve it. So, see a good team, skilled team. Their power play is dangerous. They run it off the top, and they're good. And they got two of the best defensemen in the state, so just trying to keep as many bodies on them as we can and get pucks in deep and make them work for it.
What's it going to take to get a win tonight and advance to the sectional final?
You know, Cooper, I think the biggest thing for us is cleaning up faceoffs. We watched a lot of film on that this week. It was pretty poor last time we played Memorial. Penalty kill, like I just kind of mentioned, their power play is good, so our kill and staying out of the box is going to be a huge thing. And then just kind of like what we talked about before that Everest game, like playing in that funnel and getting to the net and not playing perimeter hockey. You know, they got a good goaltender back there, whether or not he's a freshman, and he's made some big saves this year. And we think we got a good game plan, so just going out and executing.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much. Here's a goalie matchup tonight for the Memorial Old Abes. It is the freshman Evan Madsen comes in with a 9-4 record. Goals against at 1.81. Save percentage 9.05. And Mick Marlowe, the record-setting goaltender for Chi High, his 21 wins this season is a team record. He's 21-2, and he comes in second all-time in save percentage at 9.35. And a goals against average of 1.32. Chi High and Memorial, like I said, the 106th time these two teams have met. The Abes leading the overall series, 71 wins, 31 losses, and 3 ties. But the Cards have had the better of it as of late, winning three of the last four. We will continue. Cardinal Countdown ahead of the sectional semifinal tonight here on WOGO. The winner moves on to Hudson Saturday afternoon to take on either the Raiders or Stevens Point. We'll be back in 2 minutes. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Back here at the Chippewa Ice Arena, Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial. The teams are out. And here is Tom Voidel, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, with tonight's starting lineups.
First for the Eau Claire Memorial, Old Abe's in goal, number 35, Evan Madsen. The defenseman, number 2, Dylan Byrne. And number 3, Nick Madsen. The center, number 4, Nolan Adam. And the wings, number 7, Matt Diggins. And number 10, Gabe Pankratz. And the rest of the Old Abes, along with their head coach, Mike Collins, and assistant coaches, Jeff Schumberger, Andrew McCabe, and Guy Brown. And now introducing the starting line for the Chi High Cardinals. In goal, number 31, Mick Marlowe. The defenseman, number 18, Gus Thorpe. And number 22, Caden Svoboda. The center, number 7, Mason Johnson. And the wings, number 3, Drew Bovee. And number 8, Jackson Hoym. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches, Bob Thorpe and Austin Taylor.
All right, there you go. Starting lineups and dropping the puck a couple of minutes away here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together.
I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
B-York's brand
metal roof.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Wall-to-wall human beings here tonight at the Chippewa Arena. This place is packed for a WIA sectional semifinal hockey. Greg and Coop here, our producers Elena and Dawson Halverson, and our officiating crew, Dashley Mond, the linesman, Jay DeBree, Sean Elbrecht, the referees, and here we go. Chi High at ECM tonight. The Abes with Pancratz, Ottoman, Diggums up front, a junior, senior, and sophomore. Defensively, it is Bird and Madsen, that terrific duo. For the Cards, their awesome line with over 150 points, that top line of Jackson Hoym, Drew Bovey, and Mason Johnson. Thorpe, the defenseman, along with Swobes, the senior. And the Cards fire it into the Abe zone right away, but Memorial brings it out right now. Pancratz, Gabe Pancratz, will tuck this one into the left wing corner. Comes around on the half wall. There's a nice outlet pass by Drew, and Swobe's going to carry it up himself. Number 22 shovels that one into the zone and quickly skates off for the change here just 30 seconds into the first period. Eau Claire Memorial now, the outlet. It's a Pancratz again. He comes in. There's a shot on net. Fought off on the waffle board by Mick Marlowe. And this one's going to be lifted out of the zone. So Marlowe with his first test off a twisted wrister from Gabe Pancratz. And he's up for it right there. Marlowe, a terrific season. The All-BRC goaltender, first-team goaltender. In fact, these two teams dominating the All-BRC team. And Chi High's got it right now, dangling in their own end, and the Cards gonna go D to D, and here is Krista, tries to fire a shot ahead, a pass ahead for Jackson LeMay, can't catch up to it, and this is an icing call against Chi High.
Well, I feel like I can finally breathe easy there now that the game started. I got a little bit of the nerves out here, so obviously this is gonna be a super back and forth game. We've already seen it in the first couple minutes here, so look for Chi High to be matching lines and trying to get an advantage where we can.
And they do have that home team advantage when it comes to the last line change, and they want to use that here tonight. Memorial with a win off the draw, but Ottoman tossed that one a little wide of his D, and Dylan Byrne goes back to pick it up. Byrne works it up on the near side over for his teammate on this near side. That's Kircher. And he'll turn and rip one into the Chi High zone. 15:25 left to go, first period, no score. Cards retreat, and they'll fire this one up and out of the rink. Abes with the only shot of the game so far. And we got two of the six finalists for Player of the Year playing here tonight in Jackson Hoym and Dylan Byrne for the Abes.
Yeah, both are absolutely phenomenal players. It's going to be a battle of those two all night long. But don't forget about Mason Johnson, because he easily could have been in that consideration
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. Number seven. Here we go. Face off. Blocker side of Mick Marlowe. Both players trying to get an advantage at the dot. And Chi High comes up with the rock. Here they go. Outlet ahead for Jackson Hoym. just got a piece of it, avoids the icing, and tracks it down in behind the goaltender, the freshman goaltender, Evan Matz. A big hit inside the zone. Comes back to Swoboda, turns, rips one wide of the cage, and it comes into the left wing corner, and a whistle stops play right here with the puck exiting out of the rink.
Yeah, it was played with a high stick, so the faceoff's going to go all the way down, unfortunately.
Cards trying to improve in the faceoff department. Coaches talked about that before the game, how important it was to really play better at the dot than they have been, especially in the last Memorial game. Cards won that in overtime. Chi-Hi swept the season series, and the tough thing is to beat a team three times in a season, and Chi-Hi has to do it to continue their run here. 14:47 and ticking. Puck dropped in the Chi-Hi zone. It's loose now, peeled off the yellow stripe, and the Card's going to carry it up across their blue line and up to the Abe's stripe, but punched right back in again. Here is Swoboda, turned, fouled Jackson Hoym, but he was at the end of his shift, so he's going to skate off, and this one ricocheted off Hoym's stick and up and out of play here with 14:29. Left to go in the period. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. Still only one shot in the game. Carlson's line out there for Chi-Hi. Matched up against the second line for the Abes, and Memorial's got it right here. It's going to be carried ahead by Ottoman. He'll turn, throw it in the right wing corner, and the Cards find the loose change and rip it to the point, but stopped right there by Eau Claire Memorial. They got it in the slot. They dished off to the left side, but the Cards got in the middle of that passing play. Here comes Chi-Hi right now. Andy Johnson tosses this one in, bounces off the inboards behind Madsen, and it's going to be picked up by ECM. Outlet for Ottoman. He can't control it. Comes back to Swoboda. Go rink wide. And Chi-Hi is up the ice. And they throw it in the zone from this side of the red stripe. Eau Claire Memorial on the outlet right here, as Chi-Hi was in the midst of a change. And the pass is just a little bit off. And this one's going to drift in on Evan Madsen. And he'll put the mitt on that. Yeah, passes just, I think there's just a little bit much too much adrenaline going there.
They're gripping their sticks pretty tight right now, and it's just kind of been a stalemate. Both teams really haven't been able to get anything going so far, but that will change as the game kind of settles in and they lose the nerves.
There's the drop. Chi-Hi with a chance, but it's fanned on by Jackson Hoym. Came hard off the window, bounces around inside the Abe zone. High in the zone now. Can the Cards keep it in? They do. Nice back check right there by Mason Johnson to Drew. Over to Jackson Hoym, and his shot on net came off an Abe stick and ricocheted out of play.
Well, that's the first good look for Chi-Hi today, but they ran into Dylan Byrne, and that guy is just locked down. So
yeah,
they're going to need to find a way to get around him to score.
Byrne and Madsen, the principal defenseman for Mike Collins. And here's Chi-Hi. They carry it right to the hole. Drew Bobey had a chance, but Madsen came out, knocked it down with a stick. This one is redirected into the left wing corner, and Memorial has it out. Here is Pankratz. Skates around the center circle, tried to use Thorpe as a screen. Mick Marlowe saw it and tosses that one into the net off to his left. And that'll stop play just for a moment here. Well, desire, determination, dedication, 3D Fitness in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations in Eau Claire and downtown Chippewa. Open 24-7 so you can train on your schedule. 3D Fitness. Here's Chi-Hi. There's a breakout. It's pushed up on the left side by Evan Foyles. Just got enough to jam it in the left wing corner. Eau Claire Memorial will gun this one down the ice, and that's going to be an icing call against the Aves. 12:42 left to go, first period.
You see on that play, Memorial floated that wing past almost to the far blue line. That's going to be something that our defensemen are going to have to keep an eye on and go with that guy, or they'll burn us on it.
Look over your shoulder a little bit, huh? All right, the drop back in the Aves D zone. Foyles, number 9, just had a breakout second half of the season. Trying to win it for Chi-Hi, forces this one into the left wing corner, and it comes around. It's going to be peeled off the wall by Wonky, who got moved up from third line our last game to second line now. And Memorial charging out of their zone. There's the intercept by Sam Hebert. Hebert backhands this one just into the Abe zone. Memorial reverses it. Here they come. Across the line is Schemberger. He tried to float it between the hash marks and then was turned aside, and the puck ricochets into the right wing corner. It's on the half wall. There's Carter Bobey jamming it up against the yellow stripe. They go back to the D, and this one forced off the window all the way down, and the Cards will take the icing call right here. 11:57 left to go. First period, no score. Memorial and Chi-High tied up at two apiece on the shot department.
Yeah, you can almost like see the nerves in both teams. They're doing things that they don't usually do. Both teams are dumping the puck in. They carry it in. We're both icing the puck a fair amount right now. I think that's just kind of the nerves settling in, not trying to give up anything defensively.
Nolan Ottom on this first line for Eau Claire Memorial up against Mason Johnson. Abe's got it back to the point. He kicked around, and this is Diggins who went down. Diggins on that All-BRC team as well. And he went down, but no trip call right there. Chi-High may have gotten a break, and here is Mason Johnson. Johnson will pinch this one off the wall. Comes around from right to left. Loose inside the zone. Cards trying to push it forward. Knocked around between the players out at neutral. And it's going to be Lossman for Memorial. He'll just play it back and try to open up some ice. Here are the Abes, tossed out of play up into this big crowd here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Yeah, you kind of see both teams are just a little bit on edge.
Yeah, I would just say it's kind of a timid game so far. You know, just a lot of, you know, like Dylan Byrne right there, you know, he just launched the puck out of play. That's not really like him. I think as the game goes on, we'll see things kind of settle in more.
We have Abe's down to their third line right here. And the Cards matching up with the Carlson line. Here's Carlson right now. Feeds it out in front, looking for Andy Johnson. And just cut off by the Abe's D. Johnson was parked right out in front. Here's a one-hopper on Marlowe. And he goes down, stops that one, leaves it for his D. Cards of the breakout. Abe's up, pitch it in. And Chi-High banks it off the wall and up out to neutral ice. Stopped right there by Madsen. Pops one into the right wing corner. 10:50 left to go. Marlowe's going to start the Cards out. And here they come. Ethan Foyles misfired a little bit and then hammers one down the ice. And he'll take the icing call just to protect the zone here. Well, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Alley anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Got a section of the crowd wearing white tonight. You can sure pick them out, can't you?
That's the wrong crowd, Greg.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was our team all white here. We're wearing the white jerseys. That should be our crowd. They're in the Chippewa section, aren't they? Here is Eau Claire Memorial now. They've got the puck back in their zone. Dylan Byrne stops, and there's a giveaway. Swept in by Carter Bovey. And it'll come around on the near wing, and the Cards get a couple of players on it right here. It's in the right wing corner. Comes back for the Abe's D. Now they're working to the forward on the far side. Eau Claire Memorial on the break. Picked off and a chance right there for Jackson LeMay. He was below the hashes. Had a chance of the pick and just misfired a little bit. Now it comes to Evan Foyles, and he backpedals, and Gus Thorpe has got it for Chi-High. The All-State defenseman lifts this one into the left wing corner. Cards get back to their top line. Here is ECM on the break. Over to Pankratz, turns and fires one in on the backhand, just dumps it in. Chi-High, left wing corner. Thorpe had a stick lifted, comes out in front of Marlowe, and a shot on net. Where is it? Out in front, just a few feet. Marlowe got packed into his own zone, and I think we're going to get a penalty on Eau Claire Memorial as they drop Marlowe inside his cage. And it looks as if the Abe's Nolan Ottom is going to sit for two here. They call it interference on the senior, Nolan Ottom. Marlowe's okay, and the crowd pumping him up. He's a tough character, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he's been tough all year, but, you know, they pretty much just pounded right into him there. You know, you're going to sit for that every time. So here's a good opportunity for Chi-High on the power play. Let's see what they can do.
All right, Chippewa on the power play at 26.4%. Abe's good kill, 90, almost 92%, just a smidge under 92%. And the drop is going to be in the right wheel. Abe's D zone, Mason Johnson, number seven out there. Thorpe, the defenseman. Abe's able to dish this one out. And it's going to be picked up by Drew Bovey back in his own zone. He weaves his way up the ice, beats Pankratz out across the center stripe. Now in attacking territory. And Bovey slides along the blue line. Thorpe has got it right now. Passed off to the wall to himself. And both players change it up. Change up spots. Here's Thorpe. He likes to work out of the high slot. To Bovey, left wing circle. He turned and fired a shot. That one went off Madsen and turned into the left wing corner. The Cards still control on the power play. Here is Jackson Hoym. Hands off to Mason Johnson. Skates to the top of the circle on the near side. He'll backpedal and give it up for Thorpe. And he goes over to Drew Bovey. Bovey protects the puck, and it comes in, redirected right at Madsen. Somehow he got it up on his shoulder and kept it on this side of the goal line, and it's dumped all the way down, cleared by ECM with 57 seconds left to go on the power play. Here is Chai High across the line. Evan Foyles, Cards changing up some players now. Thorpe still out there, and Gus glides along the blue line. And backpedals, leaves it on the near side for Mason Johnson. He had it poke checked off his stick, but got puck support there from LeMay. Turns, thumps one off the pads of Madsen. Tries to pick up the loose change. It's loose out in front. Madsen swept it aside, and the Aves have it right here. And it's going to be cleared by Ottoman. We're down to 22 seconds left to go. Cards getting some rubber on Madsen here, but his D has helped him out. Clogged the shooting lanes there and dumped in by Jackson Hoym just wide of the cage. We're down to 9 seconds left to go on the power play. Abe's have it right here. Dumped off the wall. It's hard, but kept there by Swobes. Swobes has got it. Goes back to the blue line. And a quick shot right there off the half wall. Abe's are back to full strength. LeMay has got it. Here's Carlson. Dangles gets away from one player. Carlson along the yellow stripe in the left wing corner. Now back to the point. A shot by Swobes, the senior. That one drifted wide. Cut out of the right wing corner. But Chai High still controls. Centering pass for Carter. Bovey. And it goes in. Bovey makes it 1-0. Chai High, number six, scores. And the Cards are up. The 7:05 left to go here in the first.
Oh, that was in slow motion. That puck just dribbled past. But that's how important getting shots on goal are in games like this. Little things like that can make the big difference. Now it's 1-0. Wow. That was pretty exciting. This place went absolutely nuts.
Sure it did. Carlson's going to get the assist. 9:55, time of the goal here in the first. And it was Carter Bovey, his ninth goal of the year, 19th point of the season. And Brett Carlson will pick up point number 17 on the assist. And Chai High struck pay dirt first here as we take it down to 6:50 left to go in the period. Cards have it. Here's Gus Thorpe off the drop. Banked off the near wall. Cards first line out there right now. And Drew Bovey trying to chase it down along the goal line in the Aves defensive zone. It's going to come back to Thorpe. He slides back, fires up a wrist shot. That one off the ball behind Madsen. And it's going to be dumped all the way back to the Chai High zone. Aves getting back there, and Marlowe swept it aside. Nice forecheck there by the Eau Claire Memorial player. That was Wonky, who was nearly out of gas, but nearly beat Thorpe back to his own zone. Here is Mason Johnson. We'll give it up for Jackson Hoym, and this one fired out of play. Cards up 1-0 on the Carter Bovey goal at 9:55 of the first period. Well, Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chai High Hockey. Face-off in the Eau Claire Memorial into the ice there at the north side of the barn. And here is Pankratz, took a feed from deep in his own zone. Skates in, then turns around. Ice is a little bit wider now. Pankratz passed in on the left side. Eau Claire Memorial still have it. And they've got it on the half wall and pitched up on the dasher on the far side with 5:46 left to go. Now pried off the fence, and Chihai's got it right here. Cards out to neutral, and it's going to be Jackson LeMay stops and fires one in. LeMay near the end of his shift, and he'll skate off. Thorpe still out there, Krista defensively. Andy Johnson hitting the ice, and Memorial's got it. Here is Chihai on the INT, and Johnson's got it up the ice. Johnson trying to split the D, moves in, he's got that long reach. Johnson lost it at the last second, had to track it down on the wall behind Madsen. Comes back to Thorpe. Thorpe trying to handle the puck as he was harassed by Wonky. Backed him up, and the Cards have to touch back up. Here's Andy Johnson, moves in, top of the circles, his wrist shot. Flagged off there by the goaltender. The Cards starting to change back to that number one line. First guy out is Drew Bovey. Bovey beats one man. A second comes in. He misfired and didn't get a chance to pull the trigger on a shot. And the puck moves into the right wing corner. Now Memorial back out to neutral. Stopped right there by Swobes. And 22 will fire this one in behind the freshman goaltender. ECM's got it right here. Cards with nearly a pickoff. It bounced off one of the Chihai players, I think it was Ethan Foyles, and bounced right in on the goaltender Madsen. Boy, he had to be ready for that one. Huh?
Oh, wow. That's one of those just kind of fluky plays that you can get lucky on sometimes. But ever since we got that power play, this game's been all Chihai. You can really feel that we got some momentum going right now, and we just got to keep it on them.
4:30 left to go. Here in this first period, Chihai up 1-0 on the Carter Bovey goal. And the puck along the goal line deep in the Abe zone. Here is Mason Johnson, just turned and swept one, hoping to connect with another Cardinal player. It's loose in the left wing corner. Lobbed ahead by the Abes, and here they come. Diggins, Mac Diggins into the zone. Diggins fought off one check. Leaves it back for Schemberger at the blue line. Now this one ducked into the right wing corner in the Cards' defensive zone. Kicked around. Chihai finally picks up the rock. And they're going to clear out to neutral ice for Nick Madsen. Here is the kid that has played for Fairbanks in the North American League. He's got some skill. He's not only strong, but really soft hands. And Madsen carries it into the left wing corner. Now they go back to the D. Here is Wonky on the forecheck as he was recently out of the box. For Mike Collins, here's Carter Bowie. Bowie moves in and swept it toward the net. And Madsen had to block it with his pads, and it's cleared out to the right side of the cage and back out to neutral ice. Cards putting a pretty good forecheck on here in the first period. 3:18 left to go. Memorial going forward to forward, and they got it inside the zone, and a big hit right there on Lossman as he was dumped by Jackson Hoym on the check. This one drifts back into the Abe zone, and they'll toss it all the way down, and an icing. Icing's going to be waved off on that one with 2:57 left to go. Back out to neutral. Another big hit along the wall. That one delivered by Evan Foyles on the Abe's Nolan Autumn, and this one is pinched off on the wall out to neutral ice, and it's going to come right onto the tape of Gabe Pankratz. 2:38 left to go. Shots in favor of Chihai, 10-5. And here is Dylan Byrne. Byrne works it off to his defensive teammate, Nick Madsen, on the near wing. It's up out at neutral ice, and here's Chihai in the attacking mode right here. Mason Johnson drags it back. Johnson controls. They go rink wide. Evan Foyles trying to muscle his way, and we got another power play coming up here. We got an elbow call right here. And it's going to be Gabe Pankratz. So the Cards, their second power play of the night. Did not score on the first, but some rubber on the goaltender.
Absolutely. They did a great job getting in that house. You know, we talked about that house, getting to the middle of the ice. They did a really nice job doing that. Hopefully they do the same.
Face off in the Abe zone. This is one to win right here. It's on the half wall. Right wing side of the attacking zone, and Memorial able to knock it down and get it to the blue line, but not up and out. Chi High trying to play catch right now and organize a power play. This is Drew Bovey, top of the circle, and a one-timer right there by Gus Thorpe, trying to thread the needle. Thorpe steps up, keeps the zone. Here's Drew Bovey. Bovey's going to skate in, then drop passes, and Thorpe has got it right here. Thorpe with a wrist shot, and it's ripped out of the air by Madsen, and he'll hang on to that in the Abe's gold.
Memorial's running a different kill this time around. They're not running that typical box. They're running a diamond. They're putting more pressure up on our points where we like to run that power play from. So Chi High's got to make an adjustment and maybe try to run it from the bottom and see if that works.
Face off. Blocker side of Madsen. And Chi High pushes this one into the left wing corner. Now it comes back for Bovey to Thorpe in the high slot. Near side for Mason Johnson. Johnson drags it back, keeps the blue line, keeps it safe, and here is Thorpe. Fakes the shot, goes off to Bovey, one-timer, and a rebound left right there. Chi High scoops it up, comes back to Thorpe, still in the attacking zone on the power play. Over on the near side, spin move by Mason Johnson, back to Thorpe, and it gets past the big number 18. And he has to retreat and pick it up. Thorpe trying to use some time to get his players back on sides. And Eau Claire Memorial able to fire one in on Mick Marlowe. He'll snag that one, leave it for his D. Now to a minute left to go in the first period. 39 to go on the power play. And Chi High's got it behind goaltender Evan Madsen. Back up on top. And this is Sam Hebert. His wrist shot drifting wide. Chi High still controls. Final seconds of the period. Go rink wide for Evan Foyles. And this one is going to come into the right wing corner. We're down to 32 seconds left to go in the period. About 15 to go in the power play. And the Cards controlling the zone, but not getting a whole lot of rubber on the goaltender Madsen. Now it comes back. And it is Sam Hebert who drops this one left wing corner. And finally a shot on net. And that one's going to be caught in midair by Evan Madsen. Down to 18 seconds to go in the period. Just three ticks of the clock left in the power play.
The biggest thing Chi High cannot have happen here is Memorial score a goal in these last 17 seconds. If we have to eat the puck in the corner to make that not happen, that's what we have to do.
Here's Brett Carlson, number 15. Clean win for him. Back to Thorpe on the near wing. And they'll go cross ice. Abe's back to full strength. Swoboda and the Cards retreating. Like you say, they do not want to give something up in the final 10. We're down to 5 seconds to go in the period. And hauled in right there by Carter Bovey. And he'll just dance with it in the zone. And time runs out. And Chi High will head to the locker room with a 1-0 lead.
That feels really, really good. Yeah, wow. I mean, it was a great period of hockey by both teams. It was very back and forth, but it feels so much better going into this intermission with a lead. 0-for-2 on the power play. So if we get another power play, we're going to have to make some adjustments. That second one, we didn't have the same amount of opportunities that we had on the first one. So, but overall, great period by Chi High. I feel like we controlled the play for the most part.
Yeah, and Cards, it seems like they have settle down here a little
Definitely.
Bit after the first third of the period or so.
Yeah, understandably, I mean, both teams are going to be super nervous coming out here.
Sure.
I mean, I was nervous. I'm not even playing. So I think once they kind of got the nerves out, they quit gripping the stick so tight.
Yep.
And both teams had some great plays, but Chi High definitely had the better of the chances, and it showed. We got a goal.
Yep, we'll take it. It was 9:55 of the period. Carter Bovey, the helper from Brett Carlson, and the Cards up by a 1-0 count here. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation and trauma, carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. We've got the first team of the state, number one team, and number three team playing here tonight, so you can expect this to be a great game to the final horn. Chi High up 1-0 on Eau Claire Memorial in this Section 1 sectional semifinal. And this is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
to everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi-High hockey team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
Greg and Coop up here, our producer, Aleda Halverson. Awesome Dawson Halverson with her tonight. Chi High up 1-0 over Eau Claire Memorial. And the winner moves on to play either Spash or Hudson. And the score out of Stevens Point, KB Willett tonight coming in after one period. It is Stevens Point leading Hudson 1-0. And Hudson would love nothing more, Coop, than to go back and play that sectional final as a home team.
Yeah, I mean, Hudson's got a lot to play for. You know, they faced a lot of adversity this season, and it seems like, you know, they've kind of gotten better as the year's gone on. But, Spash is a tough team, and to go down, you know, that's a long drive to Stevens Point. They're going to have some bus legs for sure. And, I think that's going to be a tough game for them to win, but it definitely can be done. And 1-0, that's pretty close. That's where we're at, you know.
Yep. That could go anywhere, and this game as well is certainly not decided. We've got two important periods ahead of us. We'll also try to keep track of that CFM girls game that's going on tonight in the sectional semis of that River Falls area. It's the Fusion hosting, number one seed Fusion hosting CFM tonight, and the winner of that game will additionally move on to Hudson on Saturday afternoon. So if they win, if they can pull off the upset, then we'll have that game for you at 11:40 pregame show from Hudson, and then Coop and I will be there for the boys game if we can continue in
fingers
this direction
crossed,
tonight.
Right? Hopefully you have to do a back-to-back.
Yeah,
that'd be
I
pretty
would love
fun
it.
Day, huh?
That'd be terrific. So maybe we can keep some score updates going that direction for you as well with CFM. So we got two teams that have, 1-3 in the state in the rankings. Chi High finished first in the BRC at 14-0, and Memorial wound up third. So we really got 1-3 going here.
Yeah, definitely. And I was kind of surprised that Memorial ended up being a four seed, but, that, I mean, it doesn't matter anymore. Chihai's still got that big target on their back that we talked about. Yeah. So,
and we owe a debt of gratitude to Memorial. They knocked off Stevens Point, which gave us the top seed in the section.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, now let's beat them.
You know, Memorial is a well-coached team. They've really come on the second half of this season. I mean, the team that we saw the first time we played them here to now is, I mean, they got a lot better. So.
Yeah, Mike Collins said that was the worst game they played all season, was the one where we beat them here in Chippewa by a 4-2 count and pretty well dominated that game.
Right. So, obviously, this game is going to be a lot closer, you know. We have... you know, twice, double their shots, but we also had two power plays they did not have.
Sure,
so
that's
going to make a big difference. And I think the big thing for Chi High is just to kind of stay the course with that forecheck. You saw it a couple different times where they had a tough time getting it across their red line, and then we came back with numbers. That's when Chi High wins games handily, is when we're doing that. So look for that. And, you know, if you're Coach Parker, you got to be pretty happy with that first period.
Yeah. 1-0 our score here after one period. Chi High looking to move on in the postseason. Well, we continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports here in Wisconsin. We salute those who've committed their time and effort to ensure that we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. So please don't hesitate. If you want an exciting and rewarding experience, it's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. So get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the officials tab at the top of the WIAA website. It's WIAAWI.org to get started. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping education in sports. Scoop and I will be back in just a little bit. Chi High leads it after one over Eau Claire Memorial in postseason hockey. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Ah, this place is bouncing tonight. In fact, I just got word that there's so much body heat in this place, Coop, that they've got to wait a little longer for the ice to set up. Have you ever seen that before?
I mean, it should have happened quite a few times. There's been a lot of times this year where the puck has just, like, stopped because they didn't let the ice set up. So I'm glad that they made the decision to do that.
I've never heard of the reason for that, though, referred to body heat from the fans. But, I mean, this place
I could
just
see it. Yeah.
Full. I mean, jam-packed here tonight.
Right, and I'm sure they have the heaters on and things like that. And, it makes a big difference when you get this many people in here, and you'll see it in the ice conditions. So hopefully that doesn't become too big of a factor as the game goes on.
All right, here are the Aves, led out by Evan Madsen in their purple sweaters with the white and yellow trim here tonight. Black Breezers, Chi High, and the home whites. Would love to play another game here. Winner moves on to play Hudson or Stevens Point Saturday afternoon. If it's the Cards, we'll have it for you. Approximately 3:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show from Hudson. Shots are 13-6 in favor of Chi High with the two power play chances. They lead it 1-0 on the Carter Bobey goal here tonight. And that's where we stand after two periods. With Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Cards setting all kinds of records, plus-minus records, scoring records this year. You got a top line that came in with 145 points. You got a tremendous defenseman, just a sophomore, is All-State, Gus Thorpe. Another quality defenseman in Swobes. And that's Mick Marlowe back there between the pipes. He's strong right from the goal line on right up.
Yeah, and it's so fun to watch. But the biggest thing that I take away from all those records and things like that is this team knows how to move the puck.
Yep.
They're willing to give it up to their buddy for the better of the team. And it's really awesome to see. It's tough at this age to do that, too. I mean, you think Hoym couldn't have held on to the puck a couple more times, scored a couple more goals, so... super fun to watch, and hopefully they keep doing that for the rest of the game and hopefully the rest of the year, Greg.
Yep.
A little bit more.
We'll take it. Let's go deeper in this thing. Mick Marlowe in the north side of the barn. Scrapes up the ice in front of him. The blue paint. Evan Madsen, the freshman, who's really been stalwart for Mike Collins. Just a freshman. You don't see too many guys coming in right into high school playing this kind of hockey. He's been solid for them, and he's at the south end of the building here tonight.
It'd be nice to get a little traffic in front of him, though.
It would, yeah.
You know, especially on those second and third lines when they get out there. You know, use your points and take his eyes away and see if we can get a lucky one that way.
All right, still waiting for a moment here because there's some water down to the Aves end of the ice. In fact, you can kind of see the sheen of the water here that hasn't quite set up, so they want to make sure that doesn't affect the play here, because, you know, the puck can stick to that thing and you could be tooling down the ice and all of a sudden you don't have the puck on your stick anymore.
Yeah, this isn't a throwaway game either. So, no. You know, if you...
Better to wait.
Yeah, if you turn over
the
puck.
Bring the drama up, right?
Yeah.
Turn
the hose on. Let's make this fun. See what happens.
So they're squeegeeing the ice here in back of Evan Madsen. At his end of the ice, and I think all the officials grabbing a squeegee here. Players conversing, trying to do a little skating here as they wait for the drop of the puck here. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls on at AM 680, 103.1 FM, and WOGO.com. And tonight on Cards TV, and if you're just joining us, you can go over to WOGO.com under the sports schedule page. At the bottom of that, you'll find the link to Cards TV. Don't forget, Topper's Pizza, 20% off your Za tonight if you mention Chi High Hockey or WOGO Chi High Hockey. That's pizza, wings, topper sticks, sides, desserts, 20% off your entire order. If you order online, just use the code word HOCKEY, and it's 20% off. And that's not chump change anymore, 20%. So take advantage of that. Topper's Pizza. We'll have our Topper's Top Play at the end of the game, our post-class mirror post-game show, and the Holly Bobby Names You Know stats recap as well. Still working on kind of getting this ice leveled up here a little bit and getting the water off the top of the ice surface here. Still working on that. Now it looks as if they're just about done.
Yep, the squeegee's going away. The sticks are coming back out.
Okay,
here we
I'd
go.
Like to see that for sure. All right, Greg and Coop here, WOGO. And our producer is Elena Halverson. Yeah, I think the officials are just about ready to go. Dashley, Jay, and Sean with the stripes out there tonight. Players on the ice. One little last thump of the pads on the goaltender from one of the Aves players, Mac Diggins. And here we go. Face off for the second period. Cards are up 1-0. And a win for Chi High as Thorpe will carry it ahead. He'll chuck this one into the right wing corner. Aves are there. They sweep it up to the forward on the far side. Nice back check right there by Mason Johnson. Stepping in was Jackson Hoyme. He couldn't reach the rock, and this one floats back out to neutral for Swoboda. He'll toss this one rink wide. Aves have it right here. They'll pick it up. That's Madsen. Works it ahead for Mac Diggins, and Diggins had it swept off his stick, and it's going to ricochet back in the Chi High zone. Here is Swoboda. Goes over to Thorpe. A long pitch ahead. A hard one that Drew Bowie could not control. So an icing call right here against Chi High.
Yeah, Gus looking for that big stretch pass there. Puck just bounced over his stick. That would have been a nice break.
They were looking at each other. Just the pass was just a little too hard for Drew to control. So the faceoff in the Card zone. Right side of Nick Marlowe. And there's a drop. Chi High jumps in on it. Here is Swoboda, swept it ahead. He's on a one-on-one battle right there with Schemberger, hugging Schemberger. And the puck comes loose for Chi High. Here's the break on the near side for Carter Bobey. He's got our only goal here tonight. Bobey carried it to the blue line, but it was poke-checked off his stick, and Memorial reverses. Here's a one-timer right there by Ottoman. Through traffic, tries to use the Chi High player as a screen. Marlowe able to see that just at the last instant and throw it off to his left. Aves come in. A check put on Ottoman, and that disrupted the flow right there, and Chi High banks it off the dasher on the far side. It's loose right along the center stripe. Carter Bobey turns, rips one in on the goaltender. Madsen had a clean look at it and turned it off to his right into the corner. Memorial works it up the ice, and a one-timer from neutral right there by Dylan Burns. Got that hard shot that went in on Marlowe, and the save made. Chi High up the ice themselves. Here is Thorpe. Thorpe top of the circle on the near side. Tried to carry it in a little bit deeper. Lost it, but Chi High in the back check right there. Thorpe has got it. Turns it toward the front of the net for Mason Johnson. He got twisted around. Still got the rubber on the goaltender. And Memorial's got it right here. Pankratz floats into the zone. One-timer on net. Big-time shot. And that one is thumped into the left-wing corner by Marlowe. It's on the half wall. Chi High's got it right here. And it is number eight. It is Jackson Hoyme over to Mason Johnson. That combo has worked incredible all season. And the puck slides into the left wing corner. Here's a one-timer by Drew Bovey. Went down to one knee. Didn't get a whole lot on it. And that one is saved by Madsen. Comes back out to center ice. And here is Bovey right here. Drew has got it. Looks up the ice off to his left, trying to hit Carlson, and it's banked off the wall into the zone. Cards avoid the icing call right there as the Abs clear into the Chi-Hi D zone. Here is Krista, goes to the forehand, works it up. That one is intercepted out of neutral and dumped in by Karnitz for Memorial. Cards were able to carom this one across their own blue line, and a crowd gathers about 5 feet off the Cards' blue stripe. And Chi-Hi's got it right here. With some energy, they come up on the left wing side. They are stopped, stoned at the Abe's blue line, and this one comes back, coughed up. Hebert fanned on it. Abe's came in, but he got some puck support off to his left, and it's cleared back to the blue line, and the Cards exit their D zone right here. Shots 14-9 in favor of Chi-Hi. They lead it by the lone goal from Carter Bovey. Abe's worked this one off the window. Memorial comes in, a potential 2-on-1, and a pass, and did they score? Oh, it must have hit the post. I thought they scored. Ottoman had a clear shot of the 2-on-1. The Cards got caught in a bad change, and Marlowe got some help from some steel, I think, on that one, and it's still 1-0.
Well, he should really be thanking his pipe there, because his defenseman absolutely hung him out to dry. Sam Hebert just got lost, and it was a 2-on-1 coming the other way, and they had basically the whole net to shoot at. But
he could pick his spot on that, huh? 13:05 left to go. Goaltender's best friend right there. The pipe kept it 1-0. Face-off in the Chi-Hi zone. Cards try to hit the reset button right here. Abe's win a clean draw, and it's picked off, and the Cards able to carry it across the line, and here's a feed for Carter Bovey. Swobes jumps in, the defenseman, now he's going to backpedal to his D spot, and it's LeMay out there in the high slot. This one inside the attacking zone for Chi-Hi. Left wing corner, 12:42 and ticking. Chi-Hi up 1-0 here in the second. It's fired around the wall. It's going to come on the half boards in the far side and up and out. Swoboda is there to gather it in inside the left, the center circle. And he'll fire a wrister into the right wing corner. Abe's quickly out of there into the ice. And an icing call here against ECM with 12:20 left to go in the second period.
Getting my workout standing up and down.
That's okay. You got to stretch the legs once in a while, huh?
Yeah.
Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. It's sim4kids, the number 4kids.com. Back to action. Memorial's got it right here. Mac Diggins pitches off to his left for the defenseman Nick Madsen, who fires one in. They try to chase it down. It comes to Byrne on this side. Over to Madsen, and his shot lifted high in the air off the ricochet and gloved down by Eau Claire Memorial. Memorial with a little bit of hop in their step here in the second period, don't you think?
Yeah, you can tell that they're really giving her their all here. Chi-Hi's done an okay job standing up to it other than that one little break, but definitely going to need a little bit more here to stay ahead.
Cards have had two power play opportunities but have failed to score on both. Their goal even strength at 9:55 of the first. And now the players organize. Cards with that last change. Jay Dupree comes over to talk to Scott Parker, the official here, about the change. They're going to allow Chi-Hi's change here, but they're talking it over.
I don't know why they wouldn't allow him to change. We have last change. Jackson Hoym's stick broke. He went back to the bench to get another stick.
Got to have that, don't you? Or no, are they going to?
That's ridiculous.
Okay, they're going to take Swoboda off. And send,
there's absolutely no reason to do that.
Yeah, they're going to take the Swobes and Thorpe off and put Krista and Hebert back on. And they will be the defensive pair out there with the faceoff to the left of Nick Marlowe. And now everybody's just going to backpedal a little bit and take a deep breath here. Very patient. Off the draw, still waiting. Drew Bovey reaches down for Chai High. Puck kicks around inside the zone. It's going to be taken by Bovey off the intercept. And it's loose out at neutral ice, swept in by Diggins. But Chai High has the only players right there inside the zone. And they clear. Memorial working it up to the Cards' blue line. They cough it up. Chai High's got it right here. 11:25 left to go, second period. And a 1-0 count for the Cards. And here is Nick Madsen. Slides back and fires it up the ice. And this one is dumped into the eighth zone. And Madsen quickly gets on that, races to it, turns the puck off to his left. Memorial's got it right here. This is Pankratz. Nearly had an offside. Autumn almost stepped in just ahead of Pankratz, and the puck loose in the left wing corner, and the Cards have it. Chai High is out to neutral ice. Jackson Hoym had to fight off the back check from Autumn. Turns one in behind the goaltender. Madsen, it's loose and picked up by Carlson at the hash marks, at the stripes. Fired a shot on Madsen and nearly beat him. That surprised everybody. And Madsen just got a piece of his body on that. Boy, that would have been a sweet goal right there on the intercept. But it's still 1-0. 10:28 left to go here in the period. Shots 15-11 in favor of Chai High. And it's going to be dragged in back of the goaltender by Byrne. Patiently waits, looking for a long stretch pass for Kircher. He couldn't control that, and it's going to come to Marlowe. The defenseman will stop and pop one over for Gus Thorpe. Thorpe turns the afterburners on here. Gus passed one Abe, passed another, stops at the blue line. Hands off to Carter Bowman, and he pitches over to Evan Foyles, and his shot on net was deflected up into the netting behind Madsen, the Abe's goaltender.
Well, how about that chance by Carlson? That's going to be one that's going to haunt him there, just right out in the front of the net. But Madsen just made a good save on that play. But that hit by Foyles was unbelievable, and just the way that it kicked out. Oh.
If only, 9:59 left to go here in the second. Cards up 1-0, and Memorial wins the draw. This one bounced ahead, and the Cards have to try to track it down. That's Sam Hebert who gets to it first. Loose stick. Hebert lost his lumber. Must have broken back in his defensive zone, so he heads to the bench. Now gets another stick here, and this one is taken by Memorial. It is Schemberger. Skates up to the blue line. Tried to backhand one in, and that was intercepted by Chai High and slowly dribbled down the ice, but deep enough for icing right here with 9:22 left to go in the second period. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. There's the drop inside the Cards' D zone. Chai High, and scooting ahead was Mason Johnson. Overskated the puck, got some help from the Aves defensively, and Drew Bovey's got it out at neutral. Flagged it down. Shot, that one is blocked out in front. Jackson Hoyne picks up the loose change. Now goes from right to left. Left wing corner from Mason Johnson. Dangles back to the point. And gathered in there by Gus Thorpe. Cards go try to go tic-tac-toe for Mason Johnson down low. And couldn't quite make that connection. Here is Gus Thorpe. Back pedals to his own zone. Opens up a ton of ice right there, and this one lifted up and out of play into the rafters with 8:37 left to go in the second period on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It's great to have you along. This is Greg Stewart and Cooper Fosvick. Our producer tonight is Elena Halverson. 8:37 left to go. Drag back on the drop at neutral for Sam Hebert, fired into the right wing corner. This one's going to come around on the near wall and cleared by the Aves, and icing's going to be waved off. They thought Sam Hebert could have touched it, and Chai High has to retreat to their own zone. Tossed in off the half wall by the Aves and went wide. Comes back to the point on the far side. Punched back in by Eau Claire Memorial, and Chai High into the corner digs it off the yellow stripe. This one's going to come back out to neutral and fired in there by Tegan Kunert and stopped by Mick Marlowe. Chance to catch our breath with 8:04 left to go here in the second.
Sounds like Stevens Point 3, Hudson 1.
Wow, okay.
So, you see, Memorial's going after that second pair of D of R's really hard. If yep. if those two get in trouble, they got to use the glass or ice the puck or something.
Yep. Don't take chances. Memorial right now, and a shot by Ottoman. Through some traffic, and that was close. And LeMay lost his lumber, has to pick it back up. Memorial's got it right here. They are charging ahead. Here is ECM and a shot by Wonky. Marlowe got that and turned that one, curled it into the left wing corner. And it's in the elbow in the Chi-High zone, far side. And this one kicked up on the window, but didn't hit the netting, so it's still in play. Wrapped around the boards, Chi-High trying to organize a breakout right here. They do get it out to neutral. Evan Foyles has got it. Lifts this one off the backhand, and he'll quickly skate off, and the card's going to go back to that top line. Here they come. It is Nick Madsen. Saw the opening. Madsen, the defenseman's going to come in. Floats in behind the goaltender. Wrap around. Trying, and nearly got that one to make it 1-1. It's still 1-0. Chi-High backpedaling a little bit right now. Off the glass and up and out. And here is Mason Johnson. Cards trying to attack. They were a little bit back on their heels in the last minute or so. Mason Johnson tried to carry the play into the Abe zone. And this one is fired in back of Evan Madsen, and this one's going to come out. Drew Bovey gathers it in right there, turns, fires a wrister into the right wing corner. That line nearly out of gas as Mason Johnson tried to skate in. Boy, he's just, his tank is empty right now. And this one's going to come back in the Chi-High zone. And we got some players going at it. That was Autumn down here. And I think Swobes is down there as well. And boy, they're guys are going at it down there. And the crowd is erupting. And we're going to have some penalties out of this.
Well, Gus Thorpe launched, I don't even know which one, right into the bench. And
Nolan Autumn was in the middle of it for Eau Claire Memorial. And the official's going to have to talk this one out, because there's going to be some penalties, I bet, on both sides here. It was a little bit away from the play, and you could hear just the crowd roar when the two players got into it. And a roughing call, double minor on Thorpe. Thorpe is going to... Okay, so Memorial's going to come out of it better. A minor on Autumn for roughing, and a double minor on the Cards top D here.
Well, that's one way to do it. When both teams come together like that, how you take and give Memorial power play out of that is beyond me. Now, keep in mind, I couldn't see that hit.
All right, a little discussion with the players here as well. Just trying to figure things out. Jackson Hoym down there, Mason Johnson, in discussion with the officials here. So we got a double minor on Thorpe and a two-minute minor on Autumn. Nolan Autumn, the senior forward. So four up on the board on Gus Thorpe. 6:27 left to go here in the second. So the Abes will have a power play unless somebody has a violation for Eau Claire Memorial. Looks as if they will have a power play coming up here. It's going to be four-on-four hockey right now.
Just 2 minutes. 2 minutes, I guess.
Oh, now they're... Okay, now it's... So Coop, I thought it was a double minor on Thorpe. What, are they going to just reverse that and make it a minor penalty?
Well, it is
what?
A double, but it's okay. Coincidental. So
okay, yep.
Gus gets an additional.
Okay, but they'll just leave untimed here.
That hurts to lose Gus for,
yeah, I'll say,
that amount of time. So
okay, 4-1. Oh, Spash now leading 4-1 over Hudson.
No, I don't think that's right. I think...
And in that game where the winner of that moves on to face the winner of this one,
these refs are overthinking Hudson. This completely.
Yep.
What they need to do is give them two minutes apiece, coincidentally.
Yeah, that would be the easiest for everybody. And but they're going to tack on two more for Thorpe here. So he is going to sit for an extra couple of minutes here tonight as the officials try to sort this one all out. Well, maybe it's time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com. Why don't you get it figured out?
I don't know. I don't think they have it figured out, to be honest.
Oh, come on. Oh, man. Here we go. Face off. In the Cards' defensive zone, we're four apiece right now. Well, I guess they're going to coincidentals. It's five apiece right now, isn't it?
Nope, we are in the kill.
Oh, we are in the kill. Okay, yep. Yep, okay, I get it. The first two were coincidental, and this is the two-minute minor on Gus. Okay. I can figure it out if I got enough time. Here comes Dylan Byrd. Byrd throws the afterburners on right now, floats in behind Mick Marlowe, and he's going to skate all the way to the blue line. Gives it up for Mac Diggins. Back to Byrd. Over to Nick Madsen. To Byrd. To Diggins on the right wheel. On the near side for Byrd. To Madsen. Back to Byrd. High in the slot. And here is Diggins trying to go down in the one-timer for Schemberger. Fanned on that, but the Aves still control. 1:08 left to go on the power play. And it is swept in by Madsen. Comes around from left to right on the half boards. Stepping up on the near side of Schemberger. And over, got some help from Byrd. And the Aves come in. And it is Gabe Pankratz. His stick was lifted just at the last instant. But Eau Claire Memorial still controls. And it is Dylan Byrd at the blue line. Byrd on the near side for Diggins. Back to Byrd, to Madsen. 1, 2, 3, and Chai Hai with the INT. And it's cleared right there. 1/2 minute left to go on the power play. As Chai Hai looking to get Gus Thorpe back out on the ice. 4:53 left to go, second period. Cards hugging to a 1-0 lead on the Carter Bovey goal at 9:55 of the first. Mac Diggins, head manning pass right there. Pankratz on the ice now. This one goes to the high slot for Byrd. He reached down, chopped one toward the hole, and this one is ricocheted into the right wing corner with 4 seconds left to go. Abe still on the attack. They've got it back at the point. One-timer by Byrd. Cards at full strength. Thorpe has got to get out, and it's going to be Carter Bowman who is going to come out of the bench. Thorpe. Is I thought he might get the stretch pass right there. Now we got players mixing it up as the play was offsides here for Chai Hai. Man. And a little conversation going out there, a little jaw boning right now between the two teams.
Oh, we had an odd man rush just lined up and he lost the puck.
It's just like, oh my gosh. We had a chance because the penalty was coming to an end. And Coop, we had the puck.
We had a 3-on-1.
We had a 3-on-1, absolutely. But it broke down right at the blue stripe. 4:17 left to go, second period. Oh, man, the drama here tonight. Shots 16-14 in favor of Chai Hai. They've got the rock right now. And it's swept in by Ethan Foyles into the left wing corner. Andy Johnson's got it. Johnson, his big body, knocking down the Aves player. His cap fell off, and so play stops right there. And they give a chance for him to get his helmet back on. 4:05 left to go in the period. And the Aves, Tucker Lossman, lost his helmet.
Yeah, and so he was looking for a penalty, but he's not going to get one.
No, it just came off. 4:05 left as we hit stoppage of time right here. Back in the Aves D zone. Right wing circle for the faceoff, and this one drifts into the left wing corner for Nick Madsen. Sweeps this off the backhand. Cards with the intercept. Oh, they just had a chance and couldn't be controlled by Carlson. And it's back out to neutral with 3:52 left to go here in the second. Apes play D to D right here. Pops into the Chai Hai zone. Marlowe comes out. Drops that one wide along the boards on the near side. And it's loose in the Chi-High zone. The Cards will come up with the puck right here. They get it out to neutral ice. Abe's try to hit Gabe Pankratz, but he was offsides, and he has to back up, and here comes Chi-High. It is Jackson Hoy. Dangles, dances into the left-wing corner now. Cards looking to center something up from the elbow with 3:15 left to go. Crowd gathers left-wing corner in the Cards' attacking zone. And Jackson Hoyme's got it. Back out to Drew Bowie, trying to quickly turn one toward the cage. And that one ripped off a Abe's stick, and it's loose. Kicked around inside the zone. Going to be picked up by Carlson. Threw this one in the left-wing corner. He's trying to head to the bench for a change here. Came right back out to him. Drops it off the glove, and he'll sit down. And the Cards get some fresh players out there. Abe's trying to beat Chi-High off the player change, and Swoboda quickly gets back on it, and the Cards are back to equal strength here with 2:37 left to go, and Bobby's got it right now. Weaves his way into the zone, beat one player, couldn't beat the second, and it comes back in the Chi-High zone, and the Ames Blake Ottoman quickly gets onto it, but it was swept aside inside the zone, and the Chi-High Cardinals on the break on the far side. 2:20 left to go. LeMay dropped on the check. Players, teams going back and forth right here as the puck is played into the left-wing corner by Ottoman. It's back in the Chi-High zone. 2:05 left to go, second period. Eau Claire Memorial still looking to break the ice on the scoreboard right here as it's jammed on the dasher on the far side. Abe's keep it in, and here is Dylan Byrne. Byrne waits and waits, pops one toward the net, looking for a screen, and Marlowe found that. It's cleared all the way down. An icing call right here on Chi-High.
Well, that was a scary little sequence right there. Good play by LeMay to get that puck out of the zone because they were putting it on us pretty good there.
I'll say. 5-1. Spash leading Hudson now, so it looks as if Stevens Point is going to be the opponent for one of these teams on Saturday afternoon over at Hudson. Face-off is in the Chi-High zone. Blocker side of Mick Marlowe. And the Cards over skating the rock and dropped it off the wall. And here is Jackson Hoy. Had it poke checked off his stick, but the Cards still lay one on. A two-hopper on Evan Madsen. He went down and just blocked it like a good goalie should and hangs on to that with 1:32 left to go here in the second. Chi-High up 1-0. Face-off, the right-wing wheel here. It's going to be Autumn against Mason Johnson. Cards reach back, get it to the point, and ripped to the net by Gus Thorpe. He had a long rest in that penalty box.
Yeah, and he put everything he had on that one.
With some juice, 1:27 left to go here in the second. Here is Swobes, banks that one off the wall. Deep in the Abe zone. Comes around on the near side. Half wall, and Memorial's got it. This is Nick Madsen. Tried to start him out of their own zone. Cards throw it right back in again. And Jackson Hoy gets his nose dirty in the corner. Over to Thorpe. Thorpe couldn't deke Gabe Pankratz off the puck, and he's able, Pankratz able to clear it back to the Chi-High zone. Thorpe screening that puck off deep in his own zone. Chi-High, here they come. It's a drop pass for Drew Bovey from Jackson Hoy. Bovey turns, gives it up for Thorpe. Thorpe looking to pull the trigger, harassed as he tried to go down the slot. Now reverses, one-timer off the glove of Madsen and into the net behind him. Kind of fooled the freshman goaltender just a bit there. 39.8 seconds left to go here in the second.
Oh, that was a nice tip by Hoym out front. It just went up instead of down, unfortunately.
39.8 left to go on the game clock here in the second. Shots 19-15 in favor of the top team in the section here, Chi-High, as the Cards work it back to the point. And Carter Bowlby with a chance of redirect try on the far side, the weak side right there. And Carter again turns with a sizzler on net from number 6. Man, he's been all over it here tonight.
Yeah, he's playing a great game tonight. I mean, Madsen stand up again, but What a look there. That could have gone our way for sure.
Yeah, we've had a few of those down in front of Madsen. And he's either been very good or very lucky. 25.5 seconds left to go here in the period. Second period, Chiai up 1-0. And it's pushed deep in the zone, swept around the wall by Eau Claire Memorial. There is Carter Bowie, took a high check from Ottoman. And he still released the puck deep in the zone with 10 seconds left to go. Abe's trying to get a player back in back of our D. That is Ottoman. Ottoman moves in. Shot. And Marlowe with the save with 1 second. There's the horn. And we get out of the period. Still leading 1-0. But the players come together along the goal line in the Chi-Hi zone. And some players just going to skate to the locker room. And final exchange of views by the two teams here. Little scrum in the corner there, and now they separate the players. And
yeah, this game's getting chippy. Late hit there after the horn was sounded, so Chai reacted to that naturally, and hopefully there's no penalties called on that one. I doubt there will be, but we'll have to see.
I think they'll just let him go to the locker room and maybe talk to the coaches and that
and the
kind
captains
of thing.
Yep. And just kind of warn them. But this third period, they're going to call a lot closer.
Yep. So, you get a chance to settle things down a little bit here going into the third period, second intermission, and Chi-Hi still hanging on to that 1-0 lead. We didn't think it was going to be easy, and it sure isn't.
No, it's been that period was just like a stalemate. You know, I felt like Chi-Hi had their chances, but so did Memorial. So very back and forth. But the thing about it is here, and I just mentioned it, they're going to call this third period really tight because yep. it's been getting chippy, and they're yep. going to want to rein it in.
Yeah, I've
seen Jay ref 100 games, and he's good at it. He's good at reining them in. So, you know, expect him if there's a big hit, you know, he's going to call a rough or something like that right away. So we got to do a good job playing super clean hockey, staying out of the box. We saw it there. I mean, they moved the puck super well on that power play, you know. That power play scares me. I think we really need to do our best to
power play. Yep.
We need to do our best to avoid that. At times, you know, our forecheck was great. But I would say our defensive zone needs a little bit of work, too. We're not getting rid of the puck when we're in trouble. You know, I've mentioned that. You know, if we get in trouble, we need to use the glass.
Yep.
And this is just a team that you're going to have to do that against because they're super talented and their forecheck's really, really strong. So that's kind of my two cents.
Okay, that's good. Good two cents.
Long-winded two cents.
That's all right. 1-0 lead, Chi-Hi. It's good to have the lead, at least. It's not not huge, but we'll take it. 1-0 after two here on a Tuesday night of hockey on WOGO. Cards in this sectional semifinal. The other score, the other bracket has Spash up on Hudson 5-1, so they look in control and almost punching their ticket to go to Hudson on Saturday afternoon. Here it's 1-0 in favor of the top team in the state, number one team in the section, the Chi-Hi Cardinals, and this is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Attention high school students and parents. Are you planning for your future after high school? Join us at CVTC's Spring Open House on Tuesday, March 26th to learn why CVTC is the smart start to your future. Meet instructors, participate in hands-on simulations and virtual reality activities, and apply for free at the event. Learn why students just like you are choosing CVTC. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/spring.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Second intermission from the Chippewa Ice Arena, WIAA sectional semifinal. Chi High up by the slim margin of 1-0 on the Carter Bovey goal at 9:55, way back in the first. And the assist going to Brett Carlson on that. Cards 0 for 2 in the power play. ECM is 0 for 1 on their power play here tonight. And Chi High's really got to pick it up. I think they owned the first period pretty right. much, but second period, Ames came back.
Yeah. I think we controlled the flow of the game in the first period, and they definitely did in the second period. There was a lot of different times we were on our heels, but, you know, we talked about this, you know, I said second period is Chi High's period, yeah. But then you said, yeah. Well, that's also Memorial's period.
It is. So but nobody scored. I mean, Chi High's outscored opponents 50-5 in the second, but the Ames 47-8.
Yeah, that's just impressive. Those are impressive numbers. Yeah. I mean, so
nobody scored.
Yeah, in that basically the way I look at it, it's like, hey, you know, we're up 1-0, but we can't give an inch here. I mean, if they come out and pop one early, that's going to be tough to come back from. So the next goal could, if we score the next goal, that could win us the hockey game here.
Good.
So look for Chi High to be coming out, you know, really fired up right away, because you know the Coach Parker is in there, just like, this is your life here. This is your hockey career for some of you guys. You know.
Yep.
So this is when you really need to play your best period of the season, and hopefully our seniors kind of lead by example and say, get on my back, let's go.
Yeah. Well, the other game going on, Spash and Hudson, I guess, you know, it looked like a rout, but Hudson coming back. Spash leads at 5-3, and the winner of that game meets the winner of this one Saturday afternoon over at Hudson. And we're keeping track of the CFM girls hockey score. They're playing the Fusion, the top seed in their section tonight. And St. Croix Fusion lead it 3-0 after two.
I guess it's 5-0 now.
Oh, it's 5-0
yep.
now? Oh, okay.
5-0.
5-0, okay. So that one looks kind of bleak for Caitlin Doherty's team over there. Well, why is interscholastic sports considered the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork and accountability and perseverance. High school sports are so much more than a game or just entertainment. They are about developing the whole person. That's why they are an essential part of every student's education. Parents, encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day, interscholastic sports here in Wisconsin. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Our score, 1-0 Chi High, as we get ready for the third period here tonight. Do or die time for both teams, and we'll be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Make tonight a Topper's night. Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of that 100% real Wisconsin mozzarella. During the playoffs, mention Chi High Hockey at your locally owned Topper's in Chippewa and you'll get 20% off your order. 20% off hot and delicious pizza, wings, topper sticks, and cheese curds. 20% off mac and cheese, lava cake, frozen custard, and cinnamon sticks. Mention Chi High or use coupon code HOCKEY at checkout when ordering online for 20% off your order at Topper's Pizza next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
Man, do we have a barn burner going tonight. Chi High and Eau Claire Memorial. The season's going to end for one of these teams. Cards up by a 1-0 count after one on the Carter Bovee goal in the first period. Coop, the All-Big Rivers Conference team came out this week, and Cards and Abe's loaded up in that first team.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, super talented teams here. I haven't even looked at that.
No,
you got that handy?
Let me show you. Yeah, we got Gus Thorpe, Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoym, and Mick Marlowe on the first team, all BRC. And then you got Madsen and Byrne, of course, defensively. and Harry Ross from Hudson's the other forward.
Wow.
On that
That's
first
crazy.
Team, and co-players of the year, Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoym,
yep.
And look who's coach of the year.
Yeah,
Scott Parker.
Another accolade for him this year.
Well deserving of that.
He's been around. I mean, it's crazy to think that, you know, all those banners up there, you know, coaching well before I was even born, and he's still got such a passion for it. So, you know, personally, I'm a Chai fan. I want him to win, but I really want to see Coach, you know, go down to state again. Man.
37 years for Scott Parker.
That's crazy.
And also, Caden Swoboda made second team defense, and Evan Foyles and Drew Bovey making the honorable mention for the BRC. So the Cards dominating the BRC
That's great.
All conference teams this year.
You know, good for those players. You know, they, like I said earlier, they're all hockey players. You know, that's what they want to do is play hockey.
Yep,
so,
Some of these kids are going to definitely play at another level.
Absolutely. I'm very happy for them. But I'm sure that's just kind of another feather in their cap, but in their head down looking towards the end goal.
Sure. All right, we have time. We'll take another break and be ready for period number 3. It's Chi High 1, Eau Claire Memorial nothing. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
Bjork's Brand metal roof.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit CristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Players back on the ice for the decisive third period, and the crowd is amped up. Just as we said, just about every inch of this building is taken up by human here tonight. And it is just amazing. What an atmosphere tonight for Chi High. It's one thing these players won't forget. Even the losers are going to remember this kind of game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this reminds me a lot of a sectional final game I played in at Hobbs, and we lost, but I remember it. You know, it was a packed house. But I just got a text from Matt Hertzfeldt, Greg.
Oh, good.
And I would say he is the captain of all the alumni.
Yeah, he really is.
And he said I was supposed to give you a big high five.
Hey, okay.
Big high five.
Hey, Hertzy.
Man. You know, I'm sure he's got his boys watching.
Bleeds red and white, doesn't he? Out in Colorado. All right, 20-15. The shots in favor of Chi High. 17 up on the board. Both teams throwing their first lines out here, of course, after the long break. And now they're going to make it even longer to allow the ice to set back up here.
They can't do this to me, Greg.
Yeah, I don't. I tell you what, you get this many people in a building, and it's got to develop a huge amount of heat, extra heat.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think we've ever had a crowd this big.
I've never seen one. No, I've never seen one this big. I mean, from, you know, the Memorial student section to the Chi-High student section are both enormous. There's a ton of alumni in the building tonight, which is fun to see. And
sure.
A lot of faces I don't recognize either wearing Cardinal red, so that's always good to see as well.
Well, it gives me a chance to tell you about Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And a new and improved clinic and a surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/logo. It's CVOSM.com/WOGO. Other scores, Spash was leading Hudson 5-3. And it's the Fusion 5-0 over CFM in River Falls. And the winner of this will take on the winner of that Spash-Hudson game. I think Spash had a pretty sizable lead at one point. Now it's 5-3.
Yeah, Hudson coming back. Yeah, that'd be a fun game to watch.
Yeah.
We should get a squeegee sponsor, Greg.
We should. Yeah, the squeegee
crew sponsors.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd had to keep them handy here tonight with the ice taking a little longer to set up. Now the players coming out of the bench. They're itching to get going here. It's going to be Mason Johnson for the Cards at the dot against Nolan Autumn for the Aves. Third period, 1-0 Chi-High. And here we go. Face off. Here's Chi-High coming right into the attacking zone. Drew Bowie drops this one in into the right wing corner softly, and it's going to come around on the near side. Held there by Thorpe, who'll go rink wide. Swobes has got it right here, and he'll feather this one in the left wing corner. Lobbed in behind the goaltender, Madsen, and the scrum right along the yellow ribbon right behind him. Both players, three players in there, now four poking at it. And let's see who's going to come up with a rock right here. 16-28 counting third period. And it comes loose for Gabe Pankratz. And he'll fire one rink wide out to neutral ice. And the Aves are in the zone, but it's intercepted by Chi-High and cleared back to neutral. So Eau Claire Memorial trying to get on sides here. And the Cards lift this one into the zone. And another big hit just below us. I don't know. Did you see who...
Bowie that got hit there, but he got right up. So
okay, and fired into the Chi-High zone, and an icing call right here. We got some Aves fans in the Chi-High section, so it always confuses. Okay, did we do something good? If I can't see it right below us, but we got them infiltrating our zone here.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know where else they'd go, so they're just going to have to go right next to our students. They've been good
so
far.
They can stay out in the parking lot if they want. 16:01 left to go here, third period. Chi-High, the slimmest of margins, 1-0 over ECM, and it's inside the Aves defensive zone. Puck comes loose and behind the goaltender. Aves have it right there, fired ahead by Nick Madsen as he waited patiently, and it's going to come back in the Chi-High zone. Marlowe stops it, leaves it for his D. Here is Gus Thorpe, turns, moves off to his right now, and gets away from the pressure. And Chi-High trying to go tape to tape, didn't work, but Swobes is there to sweep it up. Here is Swobes across the line, dribbles this one into the right wing corner. Cards in the midst of a change here. They're set changing some D as well, and here is Krista. He'll tap that one into the Abe zone. Memorial now carries it ahead, and they'll fire that one in the D zone, but Krista's right there to scoop it up. Turns, rips a shot off the dasher on the near side, but couldn't clear. And Sam Hebert has to go back for Chi-High. Scoops it ahead. Memorial's got it right now. And here is Dylan Byrne, the talented defenseman. Will chuck this one into the right wing corner off the glass, and Chi-High back out to neutral and flagged down there by Byrne again. 14:42 and counting here in the third. There will be no running time tonight. I can guarantee you that. A 1-0 lead for Chi-High And here is Sam Hebert. Gets on his horse, moves up to the line. Will fire this one into the Abe's defensive zone. Gus Thorpe with a fresh set of legs is out there now for Chi High off the bench. And here comes Drew Bovey. Bovey faked the drop pass to Thorpe. Moves into the left wing circle. Fires a pass. Bovey's going to pick it up off the deflect into the right wing corner. We got Swobes back out there as well. And the Cards score! They beat Manson on the near post. Jackson Hoy makes it 2-0.
Oh, what a shot. Near side, he just had like a softball to shoot at, and he put it right in that spot. Hoy's been doing that all year.
Number 8 with another point. His 54th of the season. Here in the third period, and what a huge goal. Manson had not gotten up on the iron, and he left just a small window there.
That's all he needed. What a shot. Be really, really good to get another one, though.
254. 254 time of that goal. Yeah, I'd take another one. A little insurance wouldn't hurt here. But 2-0 for Chi High. Finally cracks the ice here in the third. And Mason Johnson will get an assist. And Drew Bowie, how many times have we seen that, huh?
Quite a few.
8-7-3 on that one. 54th point of the year for Jackson Hoym. Johnson picks up his 52nd. And Bowie is 42nd of the season together. 148 points for those guys collectively. 13:33 left to go. Chi High. Got a little bit of insurance. We could use some more. And here comes ECM right now. Into the zone is Nick Madsen. Madsen is squeezed on the dasher on the near side. Shots 21-15 in favor of Chi High. And the Rock dribbles loose and punched back out to neutral by the Cards. This one goes wide of the net. Madsen, or Marlowe rather, is going to go out and stop it for his D. And it's dug off the wall by Gus Thorpe. Here is Gus inside the center circle. Pushes it ahead for Evan Foyles. Foyles shot blocked by Eau Claire Memorial. And Pankratz in transition hops over Krista. But he was surrounded by Cards, three of them. And this one looped around by Chi High. And they have it up back out to neutral for Carter Bovey. He'll sweep that one in. And the Cards on the attack right here with 12:33 left to go. Eau Claire Memorial outlets to neutral, but it's intercepted right there by Carter Bovey. He'll bank that one in the zone and come screaming off the ice for the line change right here. Cards back to their first line. Jackson Hoym right in on the Abe's breakout. Over to Drew Bovey and a chance on the near post. Oh, it just rolled wide for the Cards into the right wing corner there. As they had Jackson Hoym down low. Here's a one-timer on net. Hoym digging for it, and he's dropped on his backside by the Abe's defenseman. And finally picked up right there by Evan Madsen. And now things are settled down a little bit after the whistle here with 12:02 left to go, third period.
It looked like Jay Dupree warned the Memorial bench there. That's going to be enough of that, but... Memorial defenseman just kind of cleaning the front of the net up. Jackson Hoym was there. Can't really blame him.
And Hoym, not afraid to get his nose dirty.
Not at all.
I like that about him. He just is a gritty player. And he was right there in the grill of Evan Madsen. Puck comes free at neutral ice. It's going to be slung off the wall on the near side. Here comes Eau Claire Memorial right now. Abe's have it out at neutral ice. Watke fires this one in for Mike Collins' guys in purple. Loose in the corner in the Chi High zone. Cards, a little misconnection there on the breakout, and Eau Claire Memorial will drop this one in front of Vic Marlowe. Cleaned up there by Gus Thorpe. Man, is he dangling his way up the ice. Now he gives it up. Here's Chi High. Thorpe is going to jump in. Here he is! Number 7, Mason Johnson with a chance. He had Thorpe on his wing. Chose to take the shot himself and nearly found the back of the cage, but fought off there by Madsen. Back out in front. The shot right there by Jackson Hoym. And swallowed up by the freshman goaltender. Still 2-0.
What a laser by Mason Johnson. He just missed the net on that one. He was looking for top corner, and he might have had it. I just missed.
Well, fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check at Check Law Office, making you part of the team. 11:05 left to go. Third period. Cards up 2-0. A goal in the first. One more here in the third. And it's in the Memorial zone. Going to be carried out by the Aves right into the mitt of Krista. Loose at the blue line. They're going to thought might be an offsides, but they're not going to call it. And it's Sam Aber who goes back to start the Cards out of their own zone. Works it ahead for Carter Bove. He's got one of the two goals here tonight. Memorial in transition. There's the pivot. They work it into the Chi-High zone. And the Cards on the back check come up with the rock right now. 10:30 left to go here in the period. Third period. Winner punches their ticket to Hudson on Saturday afternoon in the sectional final. Here's ECM right now. One-timer on net. They love to get it back for Dylan Byrd. He's got that hard, heavy shot from the point. And that one floated in with some velocity on Mick Marlowe. But the Card senior netminder makes the save right there with 10:16 left to go, third period.
Memorial getting us pinned down there a little bit because the Cardinals were not engaging. They were just kind of slapping at the puck. At this point in the game, I know you're tired, but you have to bear down on your stick and get in there. You can't be just not stopping and starting.
10:16 left here, and Johnson's going to get tossed on the draw. So Drew Bovey comes in for Chi-High, a defensive zone draw. And here is Mason, picks up the rock right now and jumps into the play of the drop for Jackson Hoym. Hoym into the right wing corner, got rubbed on the wall and went down, and the puck comes free, and Memorial's got it on the break on the near side for Dylan Byrne. Comes back, and a one-timer on net there by Pankratz, who loaded one up. Came off the blocker of Marlowe, and up and out of play on that one. From Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support Chi-High hockey and local athletics, Northwestern Bank. 9:53 left to go, third period. Greg and Coop here. Our producer is Elena Halverson. And the puck is drawn back into the right-wing corner in the Chi-High D zone. And here come the good guys right now. It is Drew Bovey. Drew, top of the circle, goes to the hash marks on the near side. They left it back for Thorpe. He couldn't control. And Memorial skates back into the Chi-High zone. Here is Swobes. Peels that one off the wall. He's going to go around. And a I think Drew wanted to go through the legs and on the backhand forward pass, and that one didn't work, but Thorpe is there to clean it up, turn it into the right wing corner. Thorpe with the INT. Here is Gus right now, dangles into the zone, needed one more move, couldn't make it, but Andy Johnson there with puck support for Chi-High. It's loose left wing corner, and it's Brett Carlson comes over, lifts an Abe stick, comes back to the point. Oh, Swobes couldn't hold it, couldn't keep the zone, so he has to backpedal, and the Cards have to hit the reset right there. 8:55 left to go. This banked off the wall on the far side. Abe's have something cooking right now. Here they come. Shot on net. Oh, big rebound came out on the near side, and the Abe's had a wide open net but missed it, and it's back to the point on the near side. 8:40 left to go. It's pumped in from the line by the Abe's and ripped out of the air by Mick Marlowe. And Memorial with a golden opportunity to cut the lead in half. Good finish right there.
That was scary. What a back check by Andrew Johnson, saving a goal there. But our defensemen need to be careful with their steps right now. A lot we're playing like it's the first period, when and they're taking steps that are way too aggressive. They just kind of need to sit back. If they have to force a guy wide, force him wide. That's okay.
8:38 left to go, third period. Shots 23-16 in favor of the home team. And here is Chi-High. They try to drag it out, and Memorial there to stop him right at the blue stripe. Now it's cleared all the way into the Abe zone, and Dylan Byrne backpedals to get it. It's on the near side. Memorial's Ottoman turns, walks it into the zone. Chi-High with the INT right here, and Evan Foyles tries to push it ahead. Card still inside the zone, and that was Carter Bovey got tripped up a little bit, and it pops back in the Chi High zone, but number six on the back check right there. Evan Foyles knocked down by Autumn, and here comes Byrne for Eau Claire Memorial. The All-State defenseman trying to do it by himself. Byrne along the wall on the near side, drops it down low. Chi High with the cough up right there for Matt Wonky. Wonky's got it, turns it off the wall, and it comes back for Byrne on the near side. One-timer on net through traffic, missed the net. It comes off the window onto the left side, and can Chi High clear? And they do. Works it all the way back in the Abe zone, and Chi High needed that change in direction right here. Cards at the blue line in the Abe zone. Here's a drop pass from Jackson Hoym to Mason Johnson. That's picked off by the Abes, and players' clubs and sticks are flying all over the place. It's intense out there. 7:07 left to go. Chi High with a 2-0 lead, and here is Drew Bovey. Number three moves in, dives out of the team, walks in on the goaltender, and Evan Madsen followed him right over from left to right and made the save for Eau Claire Memorial to keep his team in the game. And there's a one-hopper on Marlowe, and he'll stop that. Boy, I tell you what, if we get that goal right there,
oh, that would have been the dagger. Oh, what a play by Drew Bovey. He just could not get around Madsen there and just kind of shoved it into his pad. But either way, a really nice drive.
6 minutes and 50 seconds left in somebody's season here. 24-17, the shots in favor of the Cards. They lead it by a deuce with a faceoff to the right of Mick Marlowe. Chi High dangerously bringing it out in front of their own cage on the breakout. And this is an icing call on the Cards. 6:41 left here tonight in the third period. And the fans rock it out to the music. And here we go. Left wing circle for the faceoff. And now they're going to stop play here for a second. Reset. There's the drop. It's along the fence on the near side with 6:35 left to go, third period. Battle for it right there. Scrum between Memorial and Chi High. Peeled off the wall, and here comes Gus Thorpe. Twists around, works it over to Swoboda. He's going to backpedal, give it to Thorpe. Thorpe tries to go forehand, and he'll fire this one ahead for Ethan Foyles. Turns and lifts a shot wide of the cage off the backhand. And Memorial on the break on the near side. Here is Thorpe. Gathers it in. Now goes rink wide. And Swoboda turned. Misfired a little bit and then turned off the backhand. And Memorial with an icing call right here with 5:55 left to go in the third period.
Memorial really likes to look for that big, long stretch past the Pancrats. This is like the fourth or fifth time that they've tried to do it today. And they might... I mean, this might be something that they'll do off a faceoff, too. So you just got to keep an eye on 10 and just pretty much know he's going to make a run for the far blue line.
Here we go. Faceoff in the Abe zone. Cards, if they get another one, can seal the deal here with 5:55 left to go, third period. It's along the half wall on the near side into the right wing corner. And Chi High drags the rock a little bit deeper. Drew Bovey, that first line out there for the Cards. And Chi High with putting on a good forecheck right here to keep the zone. Here are the Cards. They move in. And that was Jackson Hoym. Had his stick pulled off him for a second. Regathered. And now we're going to have a stoppage of play. And we've got...
Why are you taking them both?
A couple of players getting into it. And we'll have one from each team. And it looks as if it's Mason Johnson for Chi High and Nick Madsen for Memorial. A roughing call on Mason Johnson. I'm not sure what Madsen's call is, but
both are coincidental rough.
Okay.
So it'll be 5-on-5. But
well, I think at this point the officials don't want to decide this one, so they're gonna match him up.
All right, get it, but then don't call anything.
So they'll stay 5-on-5 here, 5:28 left to go, third period on WOGO Radio. And Chi High wins the draw. They get it back to the point. Swobes, nice keep right there. And they work it in a little bit deeper. Fanning on it is Evan Foyles. Just got enough of a biscuit to get it to the goaltender with 5:19 left to go, but easily saved by Evan Madsen.
Yeah, I just saw Scott Sinking just say, ooh, that was a close one. And he couldn't be more right. I mean, he just whiffed on that puck, but if he would have got something on that one.
Come on, guys. Here's Carlson now. New set of players for Chi High. Clean win back to Swobes. Back pedals, waits, and then drops it in behind the goaltender. Carter Bobey has got one of the goals here tonight in the forecheck. Comes loose, bounces into the right wing corner with 5:03 left to go. Time ticking out here. Cards just trying to work the clock a little bit, but it's hard against Memorial. Such a dynamic team, and they've got it right now. Here are the Aves. Wonky off the dasher on the near side, up and out of play here with 4:51 left to go, third period.
It might be a little early, but at some point Mike Collins here is going to take his timeout.
Yeah, I would say so, too.
And draw a play together, get the goalie out, but I don't think he's going to do that yet.
Yeah,
maybe
five,
around 3 minutes.
4:51, a little bit early on that. Wants to keep that one timeout here. Evan Foyles for the drop in the Aves D zone. And this one is parked in back of the goaltender and lifted up right there by Eau Claire Memorial out to neutral ice. Card Swoboda just backpedaling a little bit, just playing a little D here. And they go back to Thorpe. Thorpe finds an opening, goes up to Drew Bovey. And Bovey has got it right here, top of the circle, harassed by Dylan Byrne and swept off his lumber. And let's see who's going to come up with it out at neutral ice. It's loose. Memorial with it with 4:19 left to go. They work at left wing corner. Cards try to force him into the left wing corner here. And the puck pops up over the glass. And OOP out of play here. 4:14 left in the third. On Wogo, if the Cards win this one, we'll follow them over to Hudson Saturday afternoon. We'll be on the air at about 3:40, 3:35 Saturday afternoon from Hudson. Stevens Point last score. We had 5-3 over Hudson. And Spash trying to punch their ticket for that sectional final. Be a rematch. There's a cough up in the zone and a quick shot by Mac Diggins. Cards left it loose. Diggins turned and threaded a shot toward the net. But Nick Marlowe with the save and Thorpe with a hard around right here. As the puck is pumped into the zone with 3:50 left to go. And the Cards, Thorpe comes out. Stands Diggins up and drops the biscuit into the left wing corner with 3:40 left to go here in the third period. Abe's on the breakout right now. And this is Dylan Byrne, the All-State defenseman, weaves his way across the line. One-timer on net. Man, what a shot he has. Heavy shot. And Marlowe felt that one as it came in on him. He made the save with 3:22 left to go. Wrapped around the boards, and the Cards can't clear. Centering pass for Wonky. He reaches down. His shot was blocked. 3:13 left to go. And the Cards let them wheel and deal in our zone and finally pushed out there by Jackson LeMay. And the Cards can hit the reset right here with 3:02 left to go. And they get their first line back on the ice. Here is Gus Thorpe. Backs away from the pressure. Thorpe lost it. Playing with the puck a little bit with 2:53 left to go. And it's brought in offsides, thankfully, by Onneman. Because they had something cooking right here. And we got a call, the offsides call right here against the Aves.
Oh, we needed that offsides. They were coming in with numbers.
Yep. 2:51 left to go here in the game. And the Cards up 2-0. It'd be a much easier Holly Bovey names, you know, stats recap tonight than in the regional final 13-0 win over Schofield. Here is Pankratz. Gabe Pankratz kicked it up off his skate to his blade. Fired a shot. That one made it to the goaltender. Shots 24-19 in favor of Chi High. 2:30 left to go in the game. 2:35, pardon me. And the Cards playing with it behind their tender here. Now it's 2.5 left to go. Time working slow here at the home arena. Tipped around in back of Mick Marlowe. He's looking for it. Abe's.
Goalie's out.
There's a goalie. He's coming out. Evan Madsen, empty net.
Come on, Mason.
Have a chance if they can see it.
Come on.
And here comes Mason Johnson with a shot that was knocked down in front of the cage by the Apes. 2:09 left to go. And Memorial's got the puck right now as we count it down to 2 minutes left to go in the game. They threw it back, Dylan Byrne, to Nick Madsen with the open net there. And here comes Memorial with the extra attacker. It is Mac Diggins into the zone. And a centering pass is intercepted by Chai High. But this is going to be an icy call against the Cards with 1:46
left in the third period. That's okay. We're okay with icing the puck at this point. Let's get all of our ducks in a row. All right, here's Memorial's timeout.
Yep. T.O., so we'll take it with him. It's a 2-0 lead for Chai High. 1:46 left to go. Back in a minute on WOGL. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Crunch time for the Aves here with 1:46 left to go, third period. They trail it 2-0. The goaltender's out of the net. And they're going to try to force everything down. A collapse on Nick Marlowe here.
Right, yeah, they're going to try to stuff the middle of the ice. If you try high, do everything you can to kick that puck back out to the wall. And if you can ice the puck, if you have to, you ice it.
Pankratz to take the draw for the Aves against Mason Johnson. Huge face-off right here. Push to the wall. Aves have it. Back to Byrne. Goes cross ice from Madsen. Turns, fires a shot through a lot of traffic in front of Nick Marlowe. Madsen's got it. And this one punched off the wall, but the Cards can't clear. Chai High needs a clear, needs to get it out, but it's held in at the point by Dylan Byrne. Burns got it along the blue line. That one is knocked down. Can the Cards come up with it? No, they can't. Memorial with a shot, and it's picked up by Pankratz, and he'll work it off for Nick Madsen on the half wall with 1:10 left to go here in the game. Chai High needs a clear. Can they get it out? Yes, they do, and here is the open netter by Jackson.
Yes!
There you go! Chai High is moving a sectional final with the empty netter right there by Jackson Hoyne, his second goal of the game.
Yes.
And the Cards have punched their ticket officially for Hudson.
Let's go.
You bet. 1:01 left to go, third period. Boy, it took so long, Coop, to get that puck out of our zone.
Yeah, that's the dagger right there. What a good job by Hoyman Johnson turning the puck over, and it was just the two of them, you know, all by themselves, and he just had to tap it in.
15:59, time of the goal for Jackson Hoym, and his 55th point of the season. And Drew Bowlby will get an assist as well. That's his second point of the night, and it's 3-0 Chai High as we take it down to 43 seconds left to go. Madsen's back out between the pipes for the Aves, and it's out at neutral ice, and the Cards can celebrate in a half a minute. Here comes Chai High across the line. It is Carter Bobey. Bobey bodied up a little bit as he came in, and the Aves have it right now. Chai High looking for the season sweep over Memorial. They beat them 4-2, and then in overtime in the second game, and now a 3-0 score here with 13 seconds left to go. There's the clock at 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the Cards are heading to Hudson for Saturday afternoon. Chai High over the Aves, 3-0 here. Shots 25 to 19 in favor of the Cards. And
there we go.
I don't think we've ever beaten this Abe's program three times in a season.
No, definitely not. Not a chance. But this, if there's a team that's going to do it, it's this one. They just show up and play hockey to the best of their abilities again and again. And it's been a pleasure to watch. And I couldn't be more happy for these kids and for Coach Parker.
Yeah, Cards have won four of the last five against the Aves. And the 106th game of the series goes to Chi High here tonight. Wow, what a game.
Yeah, it really was. That's like one of those just classic hockey games that you always remember, you know? I mean, yeah.
Well, you got Saturday free for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay. We'll meet at Hudson. And we'll be bringing that one to you from Hudson. Doesn't look like we'll have a hockey doubleheader, though. CFM was trailing 5-0 to the Fusion in that sectional final. The winner of that will meet in the girls' sectional final in the preceding game. So it looks as if St. Croix, the top seed, is going to make it to that sectional final. Last score, we had 5-3.
We're going to play Spash.
Oh, we are.
Spash
okay.
won. What was the final?
5-3.
Yep.
Okay. So a rematch with Spash. What do you think?
Well, that's kind of, if you think about it, it makes sense, you know, that those are the two teams that are in the sectional final. They've been powerhouses all year. That is one of the teams that beat us this year. And Chi High, it's revenge time.
Yeah.
Let's beat us
5-3. But, frankly, taking nothing away from Stevens Point, it's a good program, good team. But I didn't think, in looking at Memorial, I don't think they're as good as Memorial, in my opinion.
I agree. You know, they have a couple players that are phenomenal hockey players.
Yep.
Flat out. They really do. But I feel really, if the Cardinals show up and everybody does their job like they did tonight, and they show up with that intensity, they will win that game. But if they don't, if they come in like, oh, no, Memorial is the team to beat.
No,
we're going to overlook them. And
no.
And they can't
Your
do that. I'm not saying they're going to.
To make it to Madison or
right.
Middleton.
Yes. Yep. We want to go to Madison. So, you know, these boys, they got a couple days to practice. Hopefully, you know, get some good rest, get some good sleep, and come back. And
yeah.
What more can you ask for? Yeah. Sectional final game on Saturday.
Last game of the career for these five seniors.
Yep. Not many guys get to win that last game at home.
And to have this kind of crowd, the electric atmosphere,
right.
Just unbelievable. They're going to remember this for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, definitely will. I'm watching them go through the line right now. You know, I'm just so happy for those guys.
Yeah.
And they're a hard-working hockey team.
Yep.
They give the puck up to each other, and they're a real team. And they're super dangerous. So
and they've
hats
come
off
together
to them.
Here at the end of the season, 16 wins in a row. We laid some eggs along the way.
Right. Every team does.
But, you know, they've really gotten focused here the latter half of the season.
Right.
And, they look like a team that's number one in the state.
They
right
shut
now.
Out Memorial tonight.
Yep.
In the playoffs. That is so tough to do. And hats off to them. I mean, yeah, we had our hiccups tonight. You know, every game's going to have it, especially one with this high of stakes. But, man, just, you know, really got to, you know. I mean, Mick Marlowe, he had a couple really tough saves, but most of them were really manageable. So, super happy with the way we played tonight.
Marlowe's, what is that, eighth shutout of the season, I think.
Yeah, that's a lot.
For number 31, Mick Marlowe, what a season he has had. The all-conference goaltender, first-team all-conference goaltender. All right, WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, the Cards working the line, the high-five line. Outside the boards here with the fans, and they're loving it. And at least the Chi High faithful get home and celebrate here tonight. Get ready for Hudson.
Then back
Saturday.
To work tomorrow.
Yeah, back to work tomorrow.
I guarantee you.
For the rest of us.
I guarantee you Parker's going to be like, oh, we got practice tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be a big practice.
Hey, you got to stay focused, right?
Yep.
Yeah, let's make it at 5 in the morning or something. All right, WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Got our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And Coop and I will return in just a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Make tonight a Topper's night. Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of that 100% real Wisconsin mozzarella. During the playoffs, mention Chi High Hockey at your locally owned Topper's in Chippewa and you'll get 20% off your order. 20% off hot and delicious pizza, wings, topper sticks, and cheese curds. 20% off mac and cheese, lava cake, frozen custard, and cinnamon sticks. Mention Chi High or use coupon code HOCKEY at checkout when ordering online for 20% off your order at Topper's Pizza next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech law firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
What a night for Chi High. They defeat Eau Claire Memorial, their arch rival, 3-0, and move on to Hudson, the sectional final against Stevens Point, the rematch Saturday afternoon. We'll have it for you here on WOGO and WOGO.com. Our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. And Coop, it's picture time out there, huh?
Yeah, good for them. You know, this is their last home game of the year, so, you know, they want to get some pictures with their with their classmates and their family. Seen some alumni brothers out there, which is pretty cool. And you know, Coach Parker there, he's you know, sucking up the airtime on the news right now. So
yeah, the local TV stations were here to do their 6 o'clock news or whatever, 5:30, 6 o'clock news, whatever time it is, and doing a live shots here today. This is the game of the evening in the Chippewa Valley, and something tells me these players are not going to sleep very well here tonight. I think they're going to be thinking about this all night.
Huh? Yep, yeah.
They don't have a test tomorrow morning.
They definitely are. You know, Drew Bovee, he's a little emotional right now, yeah. And those are happy tears,
oh,
I think.
Man.
You know, I mean,
what a game he played.
Yeah, he really did.
2 points here tonight.
Yeah, he gave her his all, and these guys left it all out on the ice. So,
yeah.
All right, Dad, what you got going on
here?
Oh, yep, he's got it. He's got it.
nice job. All right. He's penciled us in.
Yep, he's got us in the sectional finals, the one seed there. So.
All right, so break it down for me. Three periods of hockey. Chi-High with a goal in the first and two in the third, which included the empty netter. Your thoughts overall about this game?
I think that the bookends of that game were very, very strong. I think we came out in the first and played a very complete first period and a very complete third period. In the second, there were times where they kind of took it to us a little bit. But at the end, it just seems like we wore them down. You know, Memorial, that second half of the third period, didn't have a lot of answers. They seemed like they were a little bit slow. And we just kept it on them, and we never went away. So that empty netter at the end was definitely a really big deal, just because, you know, that last minute you can just breathe easy. So.
Oh, man. And it took us, seemed like forever, to get the puck out
right.
of our end. We kept knocking it down in front of our goaltender. Finally, when we got the guys with the puck out there, it was an easy skate in for Jackson Hoy for the open
definitely.
Netter there.
Yep, that one's going to be burned in my brain. You know, him and Johnson coming in all alone. It just seemed like kind of a fitting end of the season. You know, those two all alone, just kind of like, hey, thanks everybody for coming out to the Johnson and Hoym show.
55 points for number 8, number 7, not too far behind. With a point here tonight, he's got 52 and more to come with the sectional final. So it's time for our Topper's Top Plays, brought to you by Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls. You mentioned Chi-High Hockey. It's your locally owned Topper's Pizza in Chippewa for 20% off your entire order tonight or this weekend. Hey, we're still playing, right? That's 20% off pizza, wings, topper sticks, sides, and desserts. Use the promo code HOCKEY when ordering online, or just mention Chi-High Hockey at Topper's Pizza next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. I am not techie like you are, but we're going to try to play our top plays here. And let's go back to 250 to 9:55 with the first goal here tonight. And that was to Carter Bovee, number 6. Here's how it sounded. Free pass for Carter Bovee, and it goes in! Bovee makes it 1-0, Chi-High, number 6 scores, and the Cards are up 1-0 with 7:05 left to go here in the first. Yeah, that would, that, you know, it was long time coming, but we got it. And then a long drought before Chi-High scored again. And this one came at 9:55 of the, at 15:59 of the first period. And then the Cards, see if I can get that last goal here. Let's see what this one is here. Pardon me. I wanted to get this extra goal in here, and let's see where we find it. 2-0.
Oh, what a shot. Okay. Your side just had like a softball to shoot at.
Okay.
What a shot.
Here we go. Off the deflect into the right wing corner. We got Swobes back out there as well. The Cards score! They deep Manson on the near post. Jackson Hoy makes it 2-0.
Oh, what a shot. Near side, he just had like a softball to shoot at, and he put it right in that spot.
There you go, 15:59, the time of that one. And then the, 2:56 of the third, the time of that one, from Jackson Hoym. And then Hoym scored again at 15:59 of the third period with the empty netter to make it 3-0. Pardon my fumble fingers there. But that's our Topper's Top Plays here, brought to you by Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls. If you mention WOGO, Chaya Hockey, your locally owned Topper's Pizza in Chippewa, will give you 20% off the entire order. That's 20% off pizza and wings and topper sticks and sides and desserts. Use the promo code HOCKEY when ordering online, or just mention Chi High Hockey at Topper's Pizza next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Well, we're going to catch up to the Coach of the Year on our post-game show here, our post-Glassmere post-game show, and get Scott Parker's thoughts about this victory that's going to send him on and his team on to the sectional final. We'll do that in a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
At Freese Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi High Hockey team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freese Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
BYArkstrand metal roof.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Chi High up 3-0 tonight. Close it out with an empty netter and beat Eau Claire Memorial to advance to the sectional final in Hudson Saturday afternoon. We'll have it for you here on WOGO, approximately 3:35 pregame show Saturday p.m. Let's get downstairs. Coop is with Coach of the Year in the BRC and the winning coach here tonight, Scott Parker.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Scott Parker. Coach, you're going to the sectional final. How about that?
That's pretty cool. We're excited about it, and you know, I guess in this position, you're ready to give bowl speeches. You know, you don't know what you're going to get sometimes. Feel thankful that we played very well defensively. Mick was strong in the pipes, and you know, we did enough to win the game. I don't think it was our prettiest game, but I think there's a little layover from the 13-zip game. So, you know, we got to set the record straight a little bit in the practice and get ready for a you know, last time we lost was the point 2 months ago. So, you know, here we go. Get the gears going.
Obviously, yeah, we're playing point on Saturday. What are going to be some things that you take from this game and apply it on Saturday and hopefully punch your ticket to Madison?
Well, first of all, face-offs. We did much better face-offs tonight than we did a week and a half ago. A week and a half ago, we just kind of stood there and let them take the puck. Another thing was getting in the shot lanes. Two and three are phenomenal hockey players, and they're really smart. And we had to keep an eye on them on the points, and I think we did a good job of that. And we got to do more of that. And I'm hoping that, you know, our power play can kind of add another layer to there. We were kind of one-dimensional on our first unit. So, yeah, there's things to work on.
Coach, I'm excited for Saturday. I appreciate your time tonight, and congrats on the win.
Thoughts and prayers for the Bellevue family. I don't know if it's my place to say anything, but we had a tragedy before the game with a Bovey family member, a grandpa, and I just kind of leave it at that. But I want, because I know Wogo's got a big prayer chain, that there's three boys that are kind of hurting right now with Cole and Drew and Jack, and my heart goes out to them, because you know, it's hockey's a big part of their lives, and the family's a big part of their life, and we're I don't know what to say, except we're thinking about the family at this time, and we'll be there for all of everyone. So I'm sorry to end it on a note like this, but I think it needed to be said, because they're such a great part of Cardinal hockey, probably what, 8 years? I don't, you know, yeah. So it's worth a mention, and if I stepped on some toes, I'm sorry, but I just want them to know that we're thinking and praying for them.
Well, thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you, guys. Yeah, we will pray for the Bovey family for sure. Hockey is fun, it's important, but nothing like family. And the loss they are experiencing. So our prayers go out to the Bovey family as well. And we'll be thinking about them for sure. Well, time for our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. First score was at 9:55 of the first. That was Carter Bovey, got things going with an assist from Brett Carlson. And then in the third, Cards had to wait till the third period to score again. That was Jackson Hoym from Mason Johnson and Drew Bovey, that entire first line with points like they've had all season. And then 8-3 teamed up again, the empty netter at 15:59 to seal the deal. And Chi-Hai goes away with a 3-0 win here tonight. So they will play on Saturday afternoon against Stevens Point, a 5-3 winner over Hudson at KB Willett in Point. So we'll have a rematch of a game heard earlier here on Wogo, in which Point beat us by a 4-2 score. Stevens Point knocked off Chi-Hai earlier this year. And a little revenge maybe for Chi-Hai in that one. We'll be on the air about 3:35 Saturday afternoon. It's playoff basketball on Friday night here on Wogo, and that's McDonald girls. If they win, and anticipating that they will play Saturday night. They will follow our hockey game on Saturday night here on WOGO. So happy we can continue the season. Chi-Hai, the top-ranked team in the state, wins their 16th in a row here tonight, and the Cards go to 23-3, best record ever for Chi-Hai, and they still have more games to play, and Memorial finishes up a fine season at 20-6. For our crew here, Cooper Fosvick. I'm Greg Stewart. Thanks to our producer, Elena Halverson, and her brother, awesome Dawson Halverson, helping out here tonight as well. Final score again from the Chippewa Ice Arena, Chi-High 3 and Eau Claire Memorial, nothing. Good evening.
WOGO's coverage of Chi-High Hockey has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Braniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
WOGO, your sports station.